Greetings, brothers and sisters, Mrs. and Misters, dreadlocks and rastas. Reggae world music. Music.
I'm the A1 station in the land. Come let me take you by the hand and lead you to this land so grand, believe me.
Hello and welcome in once again to Ian's House of Reggae. Here on www.reggaeworldmusic.com for another generous helping of fine Jamaican music. But today I'm serving up a chef's special, as we're gonna leave the reggae rhythms behind this week and instead get deep down and soulful with some of the finest vocalists who have come out of Jamaica in the House of Reggae's Soul Special.
Peace and love, my brother.
But the man has stepped into now.
Right now you are saying I'm going to step over just 8 quarters. Go take it into some car. Son of twins, you know I am.
Here comes Jackie Mitchell, the champion of the arena.
This is the mercurial Jackie Mitu with Henry the Great, the opening track from his Studio One produced Macafat album, and which has since been compiled by the Soul Jazz label for their Jackie Mitu, the keyboard king at Studio One long player. And this laid-back, funky rhythm is laying the foundation for today's show, as we're going to explore a less acknowledged side of Jamaican music. As it's often said, that if many of the great reggae vocalists who recorded in the 60s and 70s had been born in America, then they would have been as big as the likes of Curtis Mayfield, Otis Redding and Marvin Gaye. And so, well, I'm gonna try and prove that theory today, as I've pulled out some of my favourite soulful Jamaican records by the likes of Slim Smith, Jackie Opal, Toots Hibbett and Berris Hammond. But first up, we've got a deep soul number that did actually cross the Caribbean Sea, as it was recorded in New York and ended up being covered by both Percy Sledge and Little Milton before going on to become a standard for literally hundreds of performers over the years. But sometimes you need to go back to the original to remember how great a tune really is, as this is Jimmy Cliff.
My way over. A woman left and she didn't say why. Well, I guess I have to try. will cry. Yes, I got many rivers to cross, but I can't seem to find my way over. Wandering, I am lost. Yes, I travel along the wide coast of Dover. Yes, I got many rivers to cross, and I merely survive.
Written at a time when his career was going nowhere fast, that was Jimmy Cliff with the autobiographical Many Rivers to Cross, which, according to his recent biography written by David Katz, he recorded in 1969 in New York with a group of Muscle Shoals session musicians providing the atmospheric back-in. And it was included on his eponymous album later that year on the Trojan label, which helped relaunch his career and set him off on the road to stardom. And of course, it also appeared on the soundtrack to The Harder They Come, and as mentioned, has gone on to become a standard the world over.
Ever since I was a youth, I've always been searching for the truth. But having been told so many lies, life like good music never dies.
But while that record had international backing from the start, most of the others I've got lined up today struggle to be heard beyond the shores of Jamaica. But within the island itself, these slow, deep soul ballads were hugely popular back in the 1960s, with an audience that had been brought up on American rhythm and blues records, which were heard on the island via the AM airwaves from the southern states of America, and of course through the local sound systems. And this next singer was probably the most popular in this style, although born in Bridgetown in Barbados in 1938, Jackie Opal didn't arrive in Jamaica until the early 1960s, after being invited along by Byron Lee. But on arrival, his edge-worn yet powerful voice, not to mention his energetic stage performances, soon became a favourite in the emerging ska scene, as he recorded hits like Old Rocking Chair, Pushwood, and You're Too Bad at Studio One. But while these blistering tunes became hits, it was a deep soul number that went on to be his best-selling single on the island, and it was so popular that he recorded an answer tune to it as well. And so here they both are now, in a double helping of the impassioned Jackie Opal.
You got to go down on your knees, even drown in the river. You got to go down on your knees and drown in the sea. Oh, ever since the world began, man was always hurt by woman. That is why. He treated you so unkind. The first person was on your mind is I. And now you come back to me, but you're gonna be sorry. You gotta cry. You gotta cry. You gotta cry. You gotta cry. You gotta cry.
Shot. You lost the whole workshop. stops the beating of my heart. Oh, yeah. Every time you win someone else's heart.
Deep as any American soul tune. That was Jackie Opal recording at Studio One at 13 Brentford Road, Kingston, Jamaica, with first up Cry Me a River, which came out on the Studio One label in 1964, while its UK release appeared on the King label via R&B Discs. And then following that, you heard Jackie's own answer tune called Come Back Where You Belong, which only appeared in Jamaica as a B-side on the Studio One label. And Jackie's soul talents were so great that I reckon I'll be able to fit in another one of his tunes before the end of today's show.
Keep listening, keep dancing, keep rocking, keep skanking, keep drinking, keep smoking, keep joking, while the musical display there.
But next up, and around the same time that Jackie Opal was arriving in Jamaica, there was another young singer who also displayed a similar rough and impassioned style, that this time he had developed in the revivalist churches of Clarendon. As I'm talking about one, Toots Hibbert.
Toots Hibbert. Toots Hibbert.
And still only a teenager, he brought his gospel-inflected tones into the recording studios of Kingston, with scar hits like Six and Seven Books of Moses, Never Grow Old, and Broadway Jungle. But again, one of his best-selling singles of this time was a soul tune, which at first wasn't thought good enough to be an A-side, and so was relegated to B-side status on its release in 1964. But as the legend goes, when an RJR DJ accidentally played the B-side on the radio, it suddenly became the tune everybody wanted to hear. And so, making sure I've definitely got the right side lined up for you now, here are Toots and the Maytals with Daddy.
No matter what the people say, these sounds lead the way. It's the order of the day from your boss DJ.
Tell my mommy, I want to tell her. Oh, yeah. my feet, walked towards my door. I met a girl who's Nancy. She said, "Scoot, you know, I'm gonna give you a name before you leave this place. I hope so, why?" She said, "Just because you look to be very great, that's why I'm gonna call you Mr. Santino Bono." That's my new name. Oh, I thought I was you got to call me. It's a sign to never know.
The great Toots Hibbert there, leading the Maytals with Daddy, which was produced by Ronnie Nasrallah and initially released on the BMN label in Jamaica and the Island label here in the UK back in 1964, where it was promoted to the A-side. And nowadays you can find it on a number of compilations, like Toots and the Maytals, a definitive collection on the Trojan label. Meanwhile, Toots has continued to display his soul credentials throughout his work, like on both the Funky Kingston and Toots in Memphis albums.
Oh, the only station, this station supplies all the popular stations with popular music.
And I've got plenty more Jamaican deep soul ballads lined up for you today, because I do like them so much. But first, I've got one here that also displays a certain gospel influence, along with some soul and funk, and maybe a hint of reggae too, as this rhythm was originally recorded at Studio One as a Jamaican version of the American Top 10 single I'll Be Around by The Spinners from 1972. And the Studio One version was recorded by Otis Gale and is a fine enough effort in itself. But when Johnny Osborne turned up at 13 Brentford Road to record tracks for his now legendary Truth and Rights album, he reused this rhythm for his message of love and understanding that just about pips it in my book. So get ready to clap your hands and stamp your feet to We Need Love.
This is Rhythm Street, where the music's so sweet for your dancing feet.
Well, I was a young boy, used to go to church every Sunday. And now I grow older, somewhere on the road.
Sing a song, love song, love song.
I wanna sing a song,
love song, love song.
Gotta protect her,
love song.
And the I say, yeah, yeah, if the whole world could be wrapped up in love, what a beautiful feeling. Heavenly bliss, oh Lord,
love song,
and the clouds of peace, the sun is in, oh Lord,
sing a song,
oh, what a beautiful feeling, if the whole wide world could join in and sing, you need love,
don't you,
we only love.
Thank you.
Is that a reggae rhythm or not? Well, I can never quite decide on that one, as it is a bit of an odd mix of everything in there, really. But what I do know is that I love that tune, and I rarely need an excuse to play it, as that was Johnny Osborne with We Need Love, which I don't believe ever came out as a single, but you can find it on his all-time classic Studio One album, Truth and Rights, which was recently reissued on the Heartbeat label in an extended deluxe edition. So, why not?
Check it out, 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 check it out.
Now, back in the 50s and 60s, as well as hearing the latest soul and R&B tunes from America on both the radio and the sound systems, it was also quite common for tours to be arranged to the Caribbean, with the likes of Jackie Wilson, Fats Domino, Benny King and Sam Cooke all performing on the island. And it was a smooth, cultured voice of Sam Cooke that certainly left an everlasting impression on many of the young Jamaican singers, and none more so than with Ken Parker, who was a son of a Christian minister and grew up within a regimented church choir, before moving to Kingston, where he passed the audition at Studio One and was soon recording rocksteady and early reggae tunes for a number of producers, including cover versions of Sam Cooke's own Sad Mood and A Change Is Gonna Come. But Ken was always a very versatile singer, and during his period of the late 60s and early 70s, he also did a full gospel album of old church favourites, as well as versions of country tunes like Guilty and Help Me Make It Through the Night, where his voice could change from a seductive falsetto to a reassuring tenor. And on the one I've got for you now, he recorded in both a reggae and soul style. And so, of course, it's a second option I've got for you today, as this is a wonderful Ken Parker with Count Your Blessings.
Bring down the scatter. Can't you see the musical ambassadors getting
best way I know to keep up with the Jones. The Jones, I mean, your neighbor next door. The best way I know to keep up with the Jones. The Jones, I mean, your neighbor next door. You just take it easy. Soon you'll see them on their way home. You just take it easy, one at a time. And soon you'll see them on their way home. Stop your crying with bread in your mouth. You cry for it when your bread you have lost. You just stop. Blessings one at a time, and soon you'll see how blessed you are. You just count your blessings one at a time, and soon you'll see how blessed you are. With bread in your mouth. work right here with bread in your mouth. You cry for real when your bread you have lost. Just count your blessings one at a time. Soon you'll see how blessed you are.
Now I think you'll agree there rarely was a singer to match Ken Parker in his prime. As there he was in exemplary fashion on the slow version of Count Your Blessings, which was produced by the relatively unknown DC Anderson and came out on the White Label Pre in Jamaica and the Attack Label here in the UK in 1974. And while the A-side's reggae version of that tune can now be found on the Ken Parker compilation titled The Best of Groovin' in Style on the Trojan Label, as far as I know, that gorgeous B-side is yet to be reissued.
Believe me, that is the wickedest sound I play.
And as well as Sam Cooke, another leading influence on Jamaican singers of that era was Curtis Mayfield, whose faultless falsetto as the lead singer of The Impressions spawned at least a dozen disciples in Jamaica, including Pat Kelly, Cornell Campbell, and Slim Smith. And so it's Keith Slim Smith who we're going to hear from now on another rare B-side outing, as he recorded this next one at Studio One when he was still only a teenager during his short tenure there in 1966-67, and which resulted in some legendary rocksteady sides like Never Let Go, Rougher Yet, Hip Hug and Born to Love You. But on this one, he slowed the pace right down to help bring across the pain and struggle of Kingston life in Pity in the City. Pity
in the City. Here comes a musical hit maker from Jamaica, tall and handy, sweet like candy. Hit me now.
When a man is down and needs a helping hand, he'll fight real hard for someone to bless him. He'll cry and plead to the world for one more chance. That's how it is. Then he'll need a little comfort. He gets a love he thought would be true. Then she'll leave him for someone new to bear the heartaches and the pains that will come through. Oh, yes they do, yes they do, yes they do. That's what they do. I know what I'm talking about. That's what they'll do. You should be down and need a helping hand. Don't seek no pity, for no one will understand. No one will understand. Take it with a smile. Seek and you will find that nobody needs you when you're down or out. Just get up on your feet, then you'll hear someone shout, Lord, I knew him a long time ago. That's just how it goes. This world is strange. Yes, it is. This world is so strange now. This world is strange with no peace of mind. No one will understand. Give him a helping hand. There's no pity in this hopeless city. Someone help me now. Someone.
The heartbreaking Slim Smith there with Pity in the City, which he recorded at Studio One in 1966 and was released on 7-inch single as a B-side to the more up-tempo I'll Be Around. And as far as I know, that one has also yet to be reissued.
Wherever I drop my musical anchor, never you try to conquer.
But now we're going to feature a right funky little number from 1967 by the mysterious singer Glenn Miller. Glenn Miller. Glenn Miller. Who, although I'm guessing is no relation to his namesake from the 1930s and 40s, I don't actually have any information about him at all, except to say he had a wonderfully soulful voice, which appeared on reggae tunes in the early 70s like Love and Understanding, Way No Dead, and Dungeon. But on this one from a few years previously, he captures a soul vibe perfectly in Where Is The Love.
I say, hey, Mr. DJ, I love the way you really play. And the way you do it, you believe me. Miss Jack in our life all day.
Where is the love I knew? Oh, baby. Where, darling? It's all my dreams that I've made. All my dreams is crumbled. All my plans have turned to dust, darling. I'm as empty as can be. I'm living a life of misery, yeah. Tell me, darling, tell me that I was wrong. Let me know, baby. I never made the same mistake again. I feel like I wanna tell the world how I feel about you. Darling, you really saved me. Come back home and save me all this crap. Save me, baby, save me. Save me from this misery, yeah. I love you, I love you. Tell the world that I do. I'm begging you, I'm begging you, I'm begging you, baby. Don't ever turn me loose, me loose.
In a blind listening test, many soul fans wouldn't pick that one out as a Jamaican tune, I reckon. But that's where it was recorded, by the lesser-known Glenn Miller back in 1967. And titled Where Is The Love, it was released on the Stag label in Jamaica and the Dr. Bird label here in the UK. And copies of which now sell for very high figures indeed, as it has since been discovered by the Soul Revival DJs and is a very popular tune on the Northern Soul circuit here in England. But if you can't afford three figures for a 7-inch record, then you can also find it on the CD compilation Work Your Soul on the Trojan label.
Right now, we've been wonderful surrounded by all these bubbles of talent.
But now we're going to hear from one of the great soul voices of Jamaica. It has been recording hit records for well over 30 years now, as it was back in 1976, when he was just 21 years old, that a previously unknown Berris Hammond took Jamaica by storm with the release of his debut album titled Soul Reggae, which did exactly what it said on the cover, as recorded at the Aquarius Studio with some of the island's finest musicians. It mixed up smooth soul and reggae sounds in a delicious blend of what can only be described as lover's music. And one of the singles from the album went on to top the Jamaican charts for month after month. And this is why, as this is Berris Hammond with One Step Ahead. One Step Ahead.
I just can't stop rocking to the lover's rock, man.
don't stop.
One step ahead and you're out. One step behind and you're down, you've got to be where the spotlight is shining. One step ahead and you're out. One step behind and you're down, you've got to be where the spotlight shining. One day you won't hear a sound, and there'll be no one around. 'Cause there was never that spotlight on you.
Shining, 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 shining on you.
Go, and I'm guessing that might have been a bit too sappy for some of you who listen to this show, but I'm sure one or two of you secretly enjoyed that one, as that was Beres Hammond with his massive hit One Step Ahead, which was produced by Willie Lindo and released on the Water Lily label in Jamaica back in 1976, and can now be found on Beres' career spanning compilation Can't Stop a Man on the VP label.
Music is my occupation. Good for meditation. Great for inspiration.
But now it's time to take another trip to 13 Brentford Road, and this time to the Queen of Reggae, Miss Marcia Griffiths.
Marcia Griffiths. Marcia Griffiths.
Whose rich voice rang out of the studio in the second half of the 1960s on a string of quality singles, the best of which were gathered together for a full-length album. But hidden away at the end of side two was an uncredited cover version of Send Me Some Lovin', which was first recorded by Little Richard in 1957 and later covered by everyone from Sam Cooke to Otis Redding. But on Marcia's version, instead of employing an easy skanking reggae rhythm, the Studio One musicians created a laid-back southern soul-style number, which left plenty of space for Marcia's emotive tones. On Send Me Some Lovin'.
Send me some lovin'. Send me some lovin'. Send me some lovin'.
This nation rules the nation.
my dear, so I can hold it and pretend you are near. Can you send me your kisses? I still feel your touch. No, I need you so badly, and I want you so much. My days are so lonely.
Gorgeous Marcia Griffiths there with her version of Send Me Some Lovin', which was recorded at Studio One and featured as a kind of hidden track on a Marcia Griffiths Studio One album.
This station rock the nation with sound vibration.
And we're going to stay at the number one studio for one more tune, as they certainly seemed more than capable at creating some real sweet soul music. And this next legendary artist, Mr. Bob Andy, was also more than capable at songwriting too, as he composed his own groundbreaking reggae hits like My Time, Too Experienced, Unchained and Life. But on the one I've pulled out for you now sees him delve back in time to recreate the sweet soul music of his youth in I Would Be a Fool.
All right, come, let the good time roll with Sir Cocknut the Cancer. Ready?
This is your number one station, your official station. You know, do it.
soul would die.
If you cry, I'd cry. And if you sigh, I'd even sigh with you.
I'd be such a
tell her one more time. So I'll do for you anything you ask me to.
I'd be such a fool.
Tell her one more time, my friend.
I'd be such a fool. I'd be such a fool.
As long as we are together, I'll love you as long as I live.
I'll be a fool if I made you go,
knowing I'm the one who's gonna miss you so. I'll do for you anything you ask me to.
Taken from his all-time classic songbook album, which came out on the Studio One label in 1972 and is an essential record to have in any reggae collection, that was the incomparable Bob Andy with I Would Be a Fool. But now we're going even further back in time to the end of the 1950s, when the advent of the 7-inch vinyl record in Jamaica saw a flurry of singles released, which were heavily influenced by the rhythm and blues from America. And in amongst the mainly rockin' releases were a series of ballads, which proved to be hugely popular. And songs like Keith and Enid's Worried Over You and Alton and Eddie's Muriel went on to become some of the biggest sellers in this new format. But topping them all was a certain Mr. Wilfred Jackie Edwards. Who was friends with another young singer, Owen Gray, and they were invited along to a recording session by Chris Blackwell in 1959. But without any of his own compositions, Owen helped Jackie write his first two tunes, which he then recorded for Blackwell and were released as an A and B side of a single, which quickly stormed up the charts. And while the A side was an up-tempo number, the flip side was this sultry ballad called Your Eyes Are Dreaming.
Your eyes. Stars, dear, your kiss, let me know. Whoa, I dream you kiss me goodnight, dear. The stars be witness for me. Whoa, your eyes are dreaming, they're always dreaming of me. Ooh, darling, I love you. Won't you say you love me too? Ooh, your eyes are dreaming, they're always dreaming of me.
The smooth velvet tones of one Jackie Edwards there with Your Eyes Are Dreaming, which he recorded in 1959 and was released on the B-side of his very first single on Chris Blackwell's R&B label in Jamaica, and was also issued on the Starlight label here in the UK and can now be found on the CD compilation The Jamaican Chart Hits of 1960 on the Sunrise label. Whoa. But now, as promised, and before time runs out on me, I'm going to squeeze in another deep soul tune from the legend that was Jackie Opal. Jackie Opal. Jackie Opal. His 1969 Studio One recorded album Cry Me a River was a largely soul music affair, featuring Jackie's tortured and soaring vocal in fine form. And as well as the title track, which I played earlier, also contains other singles like Try Me, Eternal Love, My Prayer, and this one called Shelter in the Storm. Thank you.
believe when I say so, I mean so.
The wondrous Jackie Opal there with Shelter in the Storm, which was produced by Sir Coxon Dodd back in 1965 and released on a Studio One label in Jamaica and the Island label here in the UK, and can also be found on his Cry Me a River album. But tragedy struck for Jackie, and on a return visit to his native Barbados, he died in a car crash in 1970, and a unique and powerful voice was lost forever. And so, that brings the curtain down on another House of Reggae themed special, which hopefully brought you something a little bit different today, as I attempted to showcase some of the great Jamaican voices in an unfamiliar setting. And I guess, if you're still listening to this, then you must have enjoyed it. So, thanks very much for tuning in, and of course, if you want to hear some of these voices backed by the more familiar reggae rhythms, then you can check out some of the old shows at the homepage at houseofreggae.podomatic.com, or come and join me every Friday for the live show from 8 p.m. UK time on www.reggaeworldmusic.com for some more fine Jamaican music here in Ian's House of Reggae.
House of Reggae. House of Reggae. House of Reggae. House of Reggae. House of Reggae. House of Reggae.